Since the beginning of her career, Lady Gaga has become known for her strange, out there persona, taking her arts to extreme lengths in order to express herself. This dark, disturbing imagery in her music videos and performances is what led so many fans to love her so much, as they appreciate the lengths she's willing to go to express herself. The thing is this all being done for artistic reasons, or is it to push an obvious dark agenda? Lady Gaga's new music video for her song Disease proves this has nothing to do with art, as Gaga ramps up the strange, disturbing imagery that seems to be inspired by demons. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Lady Gaga's new music video, Disease. Let's get right into it. Lady Gaga has become one of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood. She went from topping charts in the music industry to acting in some of the biggest films in Hollywood. She is considered one of the very last true superstars who is not only a singer, but could do it all. Over the years, Gaga became famous for her strange personality and quirky imagery that has been present since the beginning of her career. People have praised her for this, seeing her as a true artist who is willing to push all boundaries to make her artistic point. Since early in her career, this is something that could be found in Gaga's work, with music videos like Alejandro or even her award show performances. Gaga was never scared to take it too far and made a whole career out of it. While Lady Gaga calls her work experimental and boundary pushing, I call it for what it clearly seems to be: satanic occult imagery. Unlike her fans and those pushing her music, I don't believe that Gaga does what she does to be artistic, and I don't think it's original or creative. Gaga uses the same imagery as the rock stars did in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the same imagery that pop stars and rappers use today. Imagery that is clearly based on Satanism and the occult. Those who believe Lady Gaga is original and creative don't realize that Lady Gaga is just another industry plant who stole her entire style. She didn't even create her persona, she took it from another upcoming artist. See, Gaga started her music career and signed to a major record label from the jump before she had any big songs. She was discovered fresh out of college by a talent scout named Wendy Starland, who introduced her to the music producer Rob Fusari in 2006. Rob had worked with huge artists like Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, Will Smith, and even Whitney Houston. Rob was heavily connected in the music industry and saw potential in Gaga. He actually gave her the name Lady Gaga. At that time, Rob was working with an artist named Lena Morgana. He was helping develop Lena to pitch her to the major labels. In fact, Rob initially hired Lady Gaga to write music for Lena, as he thought she was the next to blow. After Rob started working with Gaga, a sudden shift happened, with Rob prioritizing Lady Gaga over Lena. Rob eventually even began dating Lady Gaga. Eventually, Lady Gaga began to blow up, while the complete opposite happened to Lena. The same year that Gaga dropped her debut album, The Fame, Lena Morgana, who was so close to fame, took herself out by leaping off the roof of a hotel she was staying at. Her tragic passing was seen as a mystery to this day, as no one understood why she would even do that. Lena was on track to becoming a massive star. She was soon to be signed to a major record label, but out of nowhere, she decided to take herself out. Right as Lady Gaga became one of the biggest stars in the music industry, shortly after her passing, fans of Lena began to call out the fact that Gaga seems to have completely stolen her style from Lena, adopting it for her career, which turned out to be the reason she became so famous. Even Lena's mother called out Lady Gaga, claiming that she definitely stole her entire image, eventually suing her because Gaga wouldn't let her release the songs she had recorded with Lena. Lena's mother did an excellent job proving Gaga stole her style from her daughter, as Gaga looked like this before meeting Rob and Lena, showing that she had copy many of the outfit choices and the entire style that Lena had created. You can see she was obviously inspired by Lena's style and persona. Lady Gaga tried to ignore the accusations, going as far as to claim she didn't even know who Lena was, which was crazy because Lady Gaga and Lena were both working with Rob and had music together. Lady Gaga was literally brought in to help write Lena's music, so this only made Lady Gaga look more suspicious. A music video that Gaga dropped about a year after Lena's passing spawned a theory that Gaga was allegedly behind setting her up to take her place, or as some sort of industry sacrifice. During a part of the music video Paparazzi, Gaga is shown being thrown off a balcony by a man. People online thought that this was Gaga throwing hidden shots at Lena as she passed away in similar fashion and admitting that Lena didn't leap off, she was thrown off. They believe that Gaga sabotaged Lena's career and got into Rob's head when they started dating. They also claim that in order for Gaga to stop Lena's career from taking off, she had her set up and taken out. As right as Lady Gaga was blowing up, Lena took herself out when she was supposed to sign to the major labels. In my opinion, I believe there could be some truth to this, especially when you see all the occult satanic imagery that Gaga has used throughout her career. Nothing about Lady Gaga is original. It's all either stolen or fabricated. These music videos with dark demonic imagery aren't Gaga pushing boundaries, it's her pushing the agendas her labels pay her to push. Lady Gaga is a puppet, and like many of the top artists, she's sold out to be used to normalize Satanism. Many of Gaga's music videos over the years have been full of open satanic imagery. Her fans cheer on the satanic imagery, praising her for it, calling it art. This isn't art. This is glorified Satanism. That's exactly what we see from her new music video for Disease. In Gaga's new music video, Disease, we see a full-on demonically possessed Lady Gaga, and she doesn't even try to hide it. The video starts with Lady Gaga lying on a car that is being driven by a demon who is also played by Lady Gaga. Right at the beginning, Lady Gaga is letting us know that she is controlled by demons. Hence why she is showing a demon in the driver's seat, indicating the demon is the one steering her life. As we can see, the demon is also shown openly displaying the one-eye symbolism. We often see celebrities show the one-eye symbolism, and we know it's directly tied to the occult. In the next scene, we see Lady Gaga fighting another version of herself that seems to represent herself before the demon took control, or the fame took over. This is supposed to represent how Gaga had to bury this version of herself deep down in order to become the star she is today. They show a scene with Gaga chained to a pole, stepping on this version of herself, trying to keep this version of herself deep down so the possessed version of her can stay in control, also indicating that she cannot escape, and it's the reason she's chained to the pole. In another scene, we see Lady Gaga literally being shown becoming possessed by this demon. They show the demon chasing after Gaga until she reaches her and possesses her. They show the demon oozing black goo out of her mouth while Lady Gaga falls to the floor before getting up and hugging and praising the demon. They then show Gaga fully possessed, convulsing and twitching while her eyes are rolling back into her head. We then see the demon make its way back to the driver's seat, showing again that the demon is steering her life and it's in control. This music video is hiding the truth in plain sight. Gaga isn't in control of her own life. She hasn't been the entire time. She is a product of the music industry that possesses her and uses her as a puppet. She can't fight back because she belongs to them. She sold her soul to them. With all this dark demonic imagery, you would think her fans would notice and call it out. But if you look at the comments section of this video, all you will see is Gaga being praised for this demonic mess. Her fans are saying Gaga is back and how much they love her. How this music video is the best, when in the video, Gaga is literally telling them she is controlled by demons and has lost control of herself. This is what the imagery is stating, and it is basically what Gaga wrote about this video on Instagram. On Instagram, Gaga posted a clip of her video with this as the caption. I think a lot about the relationship I have with my own inner demons. It's never been easy for me to face how I got seduced by chaos and turmoil. It makes me feel claustrophobic. Disease is about facing that fear, facing myself and my inner darkness, and realizing that sometimes I can't win or escape the part of myself that scares me. That I can try and run from them, but they are still a part of me. And I can run and run, but eventually I'll meet that part of myself again, even if it's only for a moment. She is openly telling us herself that she can't run from what she has become. She can't run from what she is today. She has to become one with the demon that has been controlling her since the beginning in order to survive. Gaga knows that she has done terrible things to make it where she is today. She knows that sacrifices were made, and she let the evil take over so she could achieve her dreams. As much as she claims all of this is just artistic, it's really just a reflection of what's really happening behind the scenes. Like she said, she is being tormented by demons. Whether it's her demons or real demons, that's up to you to decide. These artists are being used to normalize this imagery and lifestyle to the masses. Slowly, they have normalized Satanism through the music industry using the biggest stars since the 70s. In the 70s, this imagery was called out for what it was, but throughout the years, It has been normalized, and now people call it art and beautiful. What is beautiful about Lady Gaga becoming possessed by a demon? What is beautiful about any of this dark, twisted imagery? What people don't understand is that this is deeper than music. It all ties to the spiritual battle we're all in. If you wonder why the world just keeps on getting darker and more disturbing, it's because of those who own artists like Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was molded into this by the music industry. It's no surprise that she was sent to Marina Abramovic to do strange occult rituals in the woods and also attended all her spirit cooking parties. I spoke about all of this in my Patreon video about Marina Abramovic. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend you watch it when you can. I would provide a link in the comment section. If you're a fan of Gaga, I advise you to open your eyes. See this woman for what she's telling you she is. She's just a puppet who sold out for an opportunity to become a star. She is now used to guide millions of souls away from God. It's not just Gaga putting out this demonic imagery. It's everyone in the music industry. The Weeknd just dropped a video with similar disturbing imagery. You guys let me know if you want me to break this video down next. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.